Yes.
Shalom, sir.
Shalom.
I want to ask a question, like two questions, concerning Abraham.
Let nobody stand up again. Let me just answer these people standing. That's all.
Abraham.
Yes.
When he met the king as he was crossing to Egypt, though the king saw his wife, Miriam, he saw the wife, so he was like, she's beautiful. He lied that the wife is his sister.
Yes.
He was forgiven for lying. Then let's go to
how do you know he was forgiven?
It's his wife, but not his sister.
Eh? You say he was forgiven for lying. How do you know he was forgiven?
Okay, sir, let me come to the question.
Yes.
Then concerning Ananias lied concerning the property him and his wife Sapphira sold. They lied, and at that point he died.
Yes.
The same thing happened to his wife when he came to say the same thing. She died.
Yes.
Is it that Abraham had greater grace to lie and be forgiven, and Ananias and his wife?
Praise the Lord. Now that's an intelligent question. That's an intelligent question. Now watch it. The motive for the two lies are two different motives. Now, Abraham was afraid for his life.
Okay.
And that is the effect of fear. Fear can make you do so many things. And remember that Abraham did not have the empowerment that we under grace now have. Because the spirit that we have is the spirit of boldness. The spirit of Christ in you does not make you fear, even at the point of death. And that is why in the first church age, they were killing them just to make them deny Christ. In the face of death, they did not fear. But Abraham was under a different type of grace from us. So he was afraid that this Gentile king will kill him and collect his wife. Now the truth is, Sarah was related to him. Sarah was also his wife. But Sarah was also his sister. So did he lie? Is she not his sister?
So I want to ask a second question concerning my gift.
Yes.
You said the gift of a man make it way for him, like riches.
Wait. Okay. Ask your question.
Okay, so my question is this. As a songwriter and a singer, I used to write songs for artists that have done hip-hop songs, worldly songs to be precise. And coming to this church, I had similar messages from two unknown people telling me that I have to serve God with that gift.
So what's your question?
The question is this. Is it necessary for you to be in church and sing gospel?
And sing gospel?
Yes, sir. Because I have other people that sings outside church.
Well,
but they know Christ. Like they go bow down and beg God. Same way David beg God for forgiveness whenever he sins. And
you can also go and willingly sin and come and ask for forgiveness?
No, sir, that's not what I mean.
I think your question is, your problem rather is, maybe let me ask you a question. Who gave you the gift?
God did.
Eh?
God.
Are you sure?
I'm very certain.
Now, it's not expected that you will use your gift to serve God.
It's expected of me because I had the sign the day I had the message.
No, I'm just asking. Is it not proper that you... Do you know that every one of us will give account of ourselves before God one day?
I know.
Now, the gift he gave you, do you know you are going to answer him for what you did with it?
Yes, sir.
Now, God expects you to use every talent you have to serve him, to advance his kingdom and to give him glory. Now you can choose to use that gift negatively in the world like they do. And the world will receive you and you become famous and everything. Or you choose rather to use it to serve God. And what we say in the church, we are not saying about you coming to stand in the church and the altar and with microphone. We are talking about singing as a talent.
That's what I mean.
That's it now. There are songs that we sing in the church today, worship songs, that were sung not from, they were not sung in the church. Somebody received inspiration, sang it, went to the studio, recorded it, and sent it out for worship. And to tell you that it is a gift, a proper gift, is not for commercial purpose. It's not commercial purpose. They send it out and anybody can use it, you know. Now there are people who also come and sing it. They call them gospel artists, but the truth is there is better market for them if they add Jesus to those songs. Using that talent, they're actually not serving the Lord with it, but they are coming for what they will get with it. They are the people that before any church will invite them to come and minister in songs. They will charge them. You will pay. They will give you the deal. And then you come and sing. And they will claim they are serving God. They are not serving God anything. God will judge all of them. They are commercializing their gift. Freely you receive, freely you are to minister.
Sir, I want to ask this question concerning, like, I'm a rapper and I sing too. Can I come here and rap for God? Will I be accepted?
What I'm saying is, listen. Praise the Lord. Now, listen. You see, she attends a church. Which church do you attend?
I was an Anglican.
Anglican. Now, she attends a church. And all her life, maybe she has been going to church. And she does not know the limit or the extent to which you can go as an artist in displaying your talent. Now, when you say that you want to rap, what do you mean by rap? Which language is rap? What are you trying to convey? Can somebody listen to what you are saying and give God glory?
Yes, sir.
By rap?
I can do a freestyle.
Now, you can rap in America because that is the kind of thing they understand. But here, please, sing in a language we understand. And be natural. Stop this copy. You think that you are international when you sing like some other foreign people. Now, rap to start with has no Christian origin. Rap is nothing but a riotous way of displaying riotous living. Nothing more. You know, these are people who have gone different to morality. And they display that. You know, they started with rock. They call it hard rock. And they went on and all that thing has crept in and come to Africa. Now you don't hear philosophical songs anymore. All you hear is nonsense. Try to find out what they are saying. You hear nothing. Awoo, 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 yahoo, yahoo. I said, what are they saying?
Sir, those are the ones that don't have the gifts. When they come, they are dumbfounded. They are rhyming.
Sir, give me bully. Give me pancake. Give me ballet. Give me what? I hear them saying. Give me bully. Give me this. Give me that. And then. That is in the world. But when you come to Christianity, we are normal people. We sing the songs of the cross that pierce to the soul. So I cherish my rugged cross till the cross is at last finally. Oh, Sandra, I want to understand.
Sir, with all due respect, I'm going to do a version of the song.
No, this particular one, rap this one, make I see.
I am going to sing it the way that I'm giving the inspiration right now.
Okay, let me hear you.
So I cherish the old rugged cross.
A rap. Talent, very wonderful talent. No, can you sing that same rap? Are you Igbo?
Yes, sir.
In Igbo, make I hear you. Maybe they will hear you. Rearrange this talent because you have a wonderful talent and let the Christian world benefit from it. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. Yes, please.
Shalom, sir. Shalom, sir.
Shalom.
Sir, please, can you explain this passion?
Go quickly, our time is up.
Sir, please, can you explain this part of the Bible scripture for me? Leviticus chapter 19, verse 27 and 28, which says, Ye shall not round the corners of your heads, neither shall thou mar the corners of thy beard. Ye shall not make thy any cuttings in your flesh. Ye shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord.
And what's your question?
Sir, please explain that. Please.
Explain what?
Does it mean that...
He said you should not do this. I should explain. Explain what? He said, don't put any corners on your head. Don't put any mark on your skin, tattoo. Don't put it. He said, I should explain. Explain what?
Sir, is he trying to say that carving is not...
All this nonsense people do with hair. They will go do like peacock, creep anywhere. No style they do with the hair. I mean, why? Do your hair like a gentleman. Don't look like a ruffian. That's what the Bible is saying.
Okay, so the second question.
Yes.
Is it possible for someone that had received the Holy Ghost, is it true that someone that have received the Holy Ghost, that if you have received the Holy Ghost, does not stop you from sinning, that you can also sin, but unknowingly?
No, it's not where like that. Who told you that? And which scripture? What the Bible tells us is that he that is born of God doth not commit sin. That is, you have no pleasure in sin. But it is possible for any reason, you know, temptations can overcome you and you can fall into sin. Then the difference between you is that you will not enjoy it, and therefore you will come out of it quickly and ask God to forgive you.
When you have the Holy Ghost.
Of course. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you will enjoy it. Anybody that is enjoying any sin, you don't have the Holy Ghost. If you have the Holy Ghost, it will torment you until you stop it.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Second to the last sister.
Shalom, sir.
Yes.
Sir, Matthew chapter 10. It said that when Jesus was appointing his 12 disciples, then he told them to preach that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But sir, what I don't understand there is that he said, provide neither gold, nor silver, nor brass in your purse. So does it mean that if we are going for evangelism, we should not hold anything?
It was specifically to them to go out. The reason was, as they are going out, he does not want them to be distracted. Don't be distracted looking for what you will eat, what you just go ahead. And when you go, you are going on a specific assignment. And that is still applicable till today. That when God calls you, don't begin to think of what you will eat, how you will do it. Just go ahead. He will make way for you.
Okay, sir. Sir, another question. Sir, Genesis 3 verse 6. I was talking about Adam and Eve. Sir, does it mean that Eve had sex with two men?
With two men? Yes.
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 Sir, the serpent and Adam.
Sure.
Okay. Sir, another question. Sir, is it true that you said women should not go for evangelism?
Women?
Yes.
I don't talk so. Where did you hear me say so? I said a woman cannot be ordained in an office of an evangelist. The fivefold ministry in Ephesians chapter 4:11. The evangelist there does not include a woman. But men and women, everyone, we must go and evangelize and witness for Christ wherever we are. Yes.
Sir, someone said that she has the question. Sir.
Is that the last question?
No, which means one.
Go ahead.
Sir, the person said she thinks God is angry with her if she does not go for evangelism, if she does not go and preach.
God is angry with her. Yeah, of course, if God told her to go and do it and she refuses to go, God will be angry with her.
Sir, the last question.
Yes. Talk to
the
microphone.
The scripture that says, loving one another and caring and searching for one's body. Is it right for a church?
Scripture that says what?
The scripture that says loving one another and caring for one's body. Is it right for a church which is just growing to use money and give to trap membership? Like example, there is a church every Sunday, they share 500 or 1,000 naira to new members and old members, and people are going to that church. So I want to say that is right.
I preached a message that I titled The Due Order. There is a due order of doing things. If that man is looking for church members and his bait to make them come is to distribute money among them, he is looking for members. He is not looking for souls for God. So it depends on what he wants. If he wants members of a church, anything he can do, let him do it so that he will get members. Some are using juju. Some are using money, welfare schemes to attract people to their church. Whatever you use for them to come must not be against scripture. But at the end of it all, let it achieve one thing, that you are able to bring the people to Christ. If he's so rich that he's distributing money to everyone in the church, please let me know the address so that I need them. I am broke. I can branch there.
Sir, please, the last one. Sir, when Jesus was sending the 12 disciples to preach about the kingdom of God, sir, why did he tell them not to go to the Gentiles or the Samaritans?
Because as at when Jesus was on ground, it was not yet time for the Gentiles. It was only for the Jews.
Okay.
It came to us when they rejected him, according to God's plans. God bless you. You? Yes. Hurry up, hurry up. We want to pray. We want to pray.
Praise the Lord, church. Shalom, sir.
Shalom.
So, I thank the Lord because 3 years ago, I didn't know what I knew now.
Clap your hands now for him, for him, for him. What's your question? Our time is gone, please.
My question is, in my church where I worship, not in this Lagos, it is in one of the local church in Anambra State. I'm from Anam. So under the local government of Anambra West, in my church. So I thought the message, as in according to what yeah. So the message is concerning the way women should dress. So by the end of my teachings, I'm serving under a pastor, a denominational pastor. So he stood up. He agreed that what I thought is true. He said something about faith. He said that the Bible says that which will bound anything here on earth, it is bound in heaven. Now, adding to that, he said that it is true that women, they should grow their hair naturally. But they, the Pentecostals, they have agreed that the women, they will be using this in nylon, so that now any woman that did not do her hair with that nylon, she is outside their faith, and that is contrary, that she will not make it to heaven. So I want you to clear me on that.
It's a false preacher. It's a false preacher. It's not every agreement. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 says, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth is loose in heaven. The binding there, if it is contrary to the will of God, it will not be bound in heaven. The agreement you agree here is contrary to the will of God, it does not stand. No agreement should break scripture. And when people don't know their Bibles, they will go like some people believe that they even have the power to change the scripture. It is wrong. So that man is Pentecostal. And remember that Pentecostalism as a denomination, listen, amen. I want to reserve something. I want to take it very easy. They are tears. They are pairs. Full of anointing, but no life. No life. As blind concerning the things of salvation as a bat in the daytime. Blind, leading the blind. What will happen? How can somebody talk of, because we agree to do something contrary to the Bible? Don't you know why the Tower of Babel program was scattered? Was it not an agreement? God scattered it. Any agreement that is contrary to the will of God shall be scattered. And the church will say, God bless you.
I was reading one of Abraham's book. So at a point he made a statement that the gift and the election of God is without repentance. That someone can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost without going through water baptism. So I want to know, if I can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost without going through water baptism, then what is the essence of me going for that baptism?
You are quoting William Branham out of context. Don't use only one message and conclude. Listen to him in various places he spoke, depending on what he's talking about. Before Cornelius received water baptism, did he not receive the Holy Ghost? Eh? Now listen. The Bible tells us what the Holy Ghost will do. He will lead you to all truth. If it is the Holy Ghost you receive in your denominational church, and you have not yet received correct water baptism, God will lead you somehow to come across people like us. The day you hear it, bam, the Spirit of God in you that led you to hear it will anchor it and you will correct it. So if you receive the Holy Ghost, you must go for water baptism. God bless you. The last sister.
Shalom.
The last sister.
Sir.
God bless you.
So my question goes this way. Okay. So there's a time you talked about men that are going out to meet other women. That if when they meet another woman outside there, the demon that inside that woman, they will share it with that woman, 50-50. So my question goes this way, sir. If the man gets home, so if suddenly he meets the wife, does it mean that the wife will share the demon with the husband?
Listen. If the husband goes out and carry gonorrhea and come and meet his wife, would his wife also share the gonorrhea? So it is with every other problem that is associated with going to drink from another fountain.
Okay, sir. Another question goes this way, sir. That where I'm staying is near.
Go ahead.
Where I'm staying is, after my old place I'm living, the next company is there, a hotel. But I had a pastor went there to preach to those ladies there. So after preaching, sir, he would do deliverance. But I'm so surprised that the man will collect light from them, collect offering from them. And I asked myself, how can this person of this man preach to them to repent? The man now asked them to bring their tithe and the offering. And I said, after that again, I said, oh God, what kind of thing is this? And the man will start praying for them to get more customer. Sir, is it right?
Now, that person is not a preacher. It's not a Christian preacher. It's just one man must work, you know. He's going to prostitutes to bless them to have more business. And then they will pay tithe from prostitution.
An offering.
And from the beer parlor, they pay. You know, he's not a Christian. He's looking for food to eat. God bless you. Clap your hands for Jesus. Can we stand up?